I thought it was one of the better games we've played. It was the best game we've played defensively, without a question. I'm very proud of our defense with the way they went out there and fought. You go against a very talented football team like Dallas, and to control them in the running game and someone in the passing game, and to play at that level, very pleased. So that's a very positive part of what happened against Dallas.
And that, folks, is the voice of Mike Shanahan. Not that you can mistake that for anybody else, but that's Mike Shanahan talking about the defensive effort in Dallas on Sunday night. Rob Woodfork here with you alongside George Wallace, the beat reporter for the Redskins here. And George, the postmortem.
It's getting all too familiar, isn't it?
It's getting way too familiar. 4 out of the 5 weeks we have done postmortem for the Redskins this season. They are now 1-4, 0-2 in what is easily the worst division in football.
I want to stop predicting games, by the way.
Yeah, we need to stop doing that because I'm pretty sure that's what has them losing. So let's, we can take a break from that for a while. But
The coach said the defense played well.
The defense did actually play well. It was I don't know if it was their best game of the season. I thought they played better against the Raiders personally, but
yeah, with all the sacks and the pick six.
Right, exactly. I mean, this was a more quality opponent, no doubt. But
I think he just needed something to say. I mean, he held Roman 170 yards. They were put in tough spots, the fumble down by the goal line.
Right.
And then, you know, you're not gonna the 90-yard kickoff return.
Yeah.
They're starting first and goal.
And special teams, rightfully so, getting the brunt of
an F.
Yeah, the F. Yeah, they definitely get an F for this effort last night. Giving up not only that, but they almost gave up a kick return for a touchdown. They gave up a 90-yard return that set up another touchdown. So, in effect, you gave away 14 points in a game that you needed to win against a division opponent on the road. And, I mean, it's simple math here. Even I can do it. You lose by 15, you give up 14 points. I mean, it's right. A different ball game.
And a missed field goal.
And you had a missed field goal.
And the bottom line, also with that, but you have 3 red zone appearances. You can't kick field goals. You need touchdowns. I mean, the first draw play, Will Montgomery blocks the guy a little bit to the left. Griffin goes right to touchdown. Yeah. It's the little things. This team has not put together all 3 phases at all this year.
Not in one game.
No, and that's right. And that's a big problem. And I just don't know. You know, okay, you can talk about the progression from Griffin, sure, but, you know, at what point does it become this team is just, you know, you are what you are. You are 1-4.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're looking for bright spots, where are you looking? What are you seeing?
And I was disheartened, actually, after this game. We talked about this a little bit before off mic. I'm disheartened by how much moral victory they were sort of taking out of this after the game. You heard Shanahan sort of speak to it. You heard Griffin speak to it. They didn't say it in those exact words, but, you know, Griffin referring to, well, the offense is, you know, making strides, and they did actually outgain Dallas almost 2-1 in terms of offensive.
433 to 213.
In terms of offensive yardage, but unfortunately, they got doubled up on the scoreboard, right. And that's ultimately what counts. So they are moving the ball, and we said this for years when Jason Campbell was here. They're moving the ball, but they're just not getting the ball in the end zone.
Right.
And, you know, that right there, I thought that was the biggest problem, even with the special teams gaffes.
Yeah.
If they're getting touchdowns instead of field goals early in the game, it's a very different scenario.
Oh, sure.
But
I also wanted to see him go for fourth and short a couple times. I mean, you're 1-3. You know, yes, you take the point. It's early in the game, but it's also early. You can use the opposite. It's early in the game. You know, your offense is moving. Go, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. I personally would have, but that's just a guy who plays Madden talking right there. But yeah, I don't like how
I bet you're not
little,
1-4 in Madden though.
No. They're much better in Madden. That's always the frustration with the Redskins. Not to get too far off topic here, but that's always the frustration with the Redskins. They're so good on Madden, but then in real life they're nowhere near that good. But at any rate, the real Redskins. I don't like what I was hearing last night with respect to just saying, you know, we're close, we're getting there. You're 1-4, dude.
Yeah.
Being close doesn't matter. You're almost halfway through the season, and you guys can't even get out of your own way.
No, there's no more, and there are no more victories. I'm sorry, in professional sports, especially with the NFL, and so few opportunities to play games, only 16 of them. You know, so I don't buy that either. They can still hang their head on. Okay, the offense is progressing, sure, but you know, at some point, you're gonna have to put it all together, and you're gonna have to do it before it's way too late, which it's getting there, and
it's already there.
The schedule is just not. It's not fair.
The schedule's not forgiving. They have to play the Bears, who, by the way, essentially are coming off of a bye. They played the Thursday game against the Giants.
Right.
And you could probably argue that that in and of itself is a bye. But they're coming off of a really long week. They're coming in here 4-2. They're pretty good on pretty much all three phases of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched them real closely this year, but I mean, they're 4-2. You have a Denver team that on Sunday played probably their worst game of the year and still beat somebody by 16 points.
Still put up 35.
So, you know, if your worst game of the season is hanging 35 on somebody, then it's getting dicey here. So, I mean, they still have to see Kansas City, who's still undefeated.
The Chargers game is even looking iffy at this point, which is right after the Denver game.
Right.
And then they go to Minnesota on a short week. So it's not, yes, you have Philadelphia once, Dallas once, and the Giants twice still. And the division is still wide open. I get that. But at some point, like we talked about with the Nationals all year long, and they kept saying it's still early, it's still early. Well, at some point, it's not going to be early, and that's now.
You can't go halfway into the season talking about it's still
early.
That's no longer viable. You can say that going into the bye, but now we're out of the bye, and that was probably, again, with 2 weeks preparation.
Yep. That's another disappointing.
They go out there and play some of the most undisciplined and embarrassing football that they've played all season long.
Five penalties on special teams. The clock management at the end of the first half I thought was terrible.
Even the special teams coordinator got a penalty.
And Burns gets a penalty running into the official. That's exactly right. Yeah, I don't think they were not this whole rejuvenated, refocused thing. That did not look like them
last night at all.
No,
because Griffin didn't even complete half of his passes.
No. And now Keel's out with a torn ACL. Sundberg's done for the year.
So this is pretty much the special teams unit we're going to be looking at all season.
Yeah, so it's gotten worse as of last night. And David Emerson has a concussion. We'll see if he passes the test this week. But, there was some just – and you know what? You talk about the one touchdown. I thought that Tony Romo, after he escaped Josh Wilson, threw it back of the end zone, beat E.J. Biggers. It's one thing we had talked about. Romo scrambling, you have to cover the entire play. And he didn't do that. And you get burned in a situation like that.
I mean, the guy who was starting for free safety for them was inactive. So,
right.
I mean, you're playing corners back there. You're playing special teams guys back there. So it's not looking good. I mean, we've had a pretty positive outlook on the team all season long. But I think this game in particular is so disheartening because you had so much time to prepare for it. It's a game you had to have. And to have that sort of effort on a Sunday night game, I mean, Griffin has played his best ball, at least last season, played his best ball in prime time.
When the lights were on,
It's been the opposite so far this year. So
right. Monday night. And it's, you know what? And they have a few more of these coming up, so it's not going to get any easier.
Yeah.
Giants on Sunday night, Niners on Monday night. So they'll just go out and beat the Bears next week and everything will be fine. No, I'm not picking that yet. I don't know that yet. We may not even do predictions anymore.
No, that's coming Friday. Yeah, we have a couple days to decide if we're going to even do that anymore, given the propensity for being loud or wrong that we've employed so far.
It's a good word.
Yeah, I'd like to throw in the vocab words every once in a while. We're not only entertainment, we are also educational.
There you go.
But yeah, so we will break down the next game against the Bears. We'll talk about that on Friday. So sorry for the gloom and doom in this one, but I mean,
it's not our fault.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about what they give us to talk about.
I thought you played pretty well.
I did. You should have seen me here. I was, actually in a 3-point stance.
And, nice. That's good.
Yeah. That's how I do my sports reports now.
Play to the whistle.
I do.
All right.
Yeah, here's the whistle now. And so we're going to take off. We'll see you guys on Friday. Have a great week. Rob Woodfork here for you. Don't forget to check out the NFL recap on WTOP.com. It's up every Tuesday. George Wallace is here doing everything.
Recap.
I appreciate that. Coming from you, that is amazing. George Wallace, Redskins beat reporter. We'll talk to you guys Friday.